today's gospel, we hear Jesus speaking to us about a relatively popular topic, namely our journey toward heaven, or also the opposite possibility of a journey toward hell. I suppose when we think of the topic of the last things of heaven and hell and even purgatory, it is a topic which has a number of diverse opinions. On the one hand, you have those who believe that all roads going through this earth are leading up ultimately to the same place. And in a sense, I guess it would mean it didn't really matter what you did because all roads go to the same spot. And on the other hand, you have those who would believe that there are very few who wind up being saved in the mercy and in the love of God. Of course, keeping in mind yesterday's gospel where we are told that we are not to judge the personal culpability or salvation of others or the state of their souls, it's more important, I believe, and useful to really reflect on what it is that we believe eternal life consists in, and how we as individuals can make the personal decision to journey toward that prospect of eternal life. For we Catholics, we believe that heaven, an eternal life, is to live in communion with the Most Holy Trinity, with the God who is perfect love. This is what we were created for. This is what our destiny in life is. And ultimately, in order to be able to love, love always has to be a free gift. You can never force someone to love you, otherwise it wouldn't be love. It would be something that you're compelled or forced to do. So love always has to be free. And this is the reason why God endowed in our human nature the gift of freedom, precisely so that we would have the possibility to be able to love. Jesus, who today in the gospel is described as being the narrow gate and the constricted road, really is the one who manifests to us the content of what love is. Jesus is love incarnate, and when we look at him, we see the measure of ultimately what love is and of what we are striving to live. And therefore, our journey through life really is our attempt and our striving to manifest our desire to live for all eternity in communion with the God of love, with the Most Holy Trinity, by living that love to the best of our ability here and now, and that love as has been defined and described through the very life of Jesus Christ. And this then really highlights what our pilgrimage of faith is all about. By our thoughts, words, and actions to manifest that the love of God pervades in our heart so that we can say, yes, I want to live with God for all eternity, and this is the desire of my heart, this is what I have worked for, and this is what I want from my life. I suppose in some ways when we think of it that way, our life really is a response to an invitation that God gives us to be able to live in communion with him. But again, because of the nature of love, he will never force us. I suppose in a way one could look at it through the following analogy. Imagine being invited to go and play in a game of ice hockey. Of course, to play ice hockey, you need skates and you need a hockey stick. And imagine there's a group of people who immediately say, no, no thanks, I have no interest in playing ice hockey. Well, clearly they're not going to be a part of the game. Then you have a second group of people who say, yes, I would like to play ice hockey with you, but they show up at the rink wearing two concrete blocks for skates, and they have a shovel instead of a stick. And you'd say, well, it's nice that you came, it's nice that you say you want to be here, but you're not ready or prepared to play ice hockey because you have concrete blocks on your feet and you have a shovel instead of a stick. I'm afraid you're not going to be able to get on the ice. And finally, the third group are those who say, I'm here with my skates, I'm here with my hockey stick, and I am ready and I want to play. You know, I think in many ways, our pilgrimage of faith toward God and toward accepting or rejecting his love is really this response to his fundamental invitation to live in love. There are those who very sadly and unfortunately, as we can see all too often in the world we live in, who basically say, I have no interest in God, I have no interest in his love, I'm only interested in myself. And they are giving a flat no. Then we can see that there is a group which basically says, Yeah, I'm kind of interested, but not enough to have it touch or impact my life. And therefore, they show up at the rink with a shovel instead of a stick, and they're not ready or